You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Kalamazoo Township trustees have approved a non-discrimination ordinance that covers employment, public accommodation, and housing. It will ban discrimination based on several factors, including race, sex, age, religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Emily Monticelli covered last night's meeting for M Live in the Kalamazoo Gazette, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go back and give people the background of how this ordinance came to be, how it was before the board and approved last night.
Sure. There was a group of people who had approached the township board back in 2011 and asked them to consider an ordinance. Due to some circumstances and other things going on, they did not consider it at the time, but a group of individuals approached them again this year, and they did start talking about an ordinance. And then Trustee Mark Miller really did a lot of the research and looked at some other ordinances around the state to help the township attorney draft this ordinance that was passed last night.
And Mark Miller said that he hoped that this township ordinance would serve as a model for other communities. Does he really kind of stand out as the driving force here?
Yes, he does. He happened to look at the city of Kalamazoo's ordinance and also an ordinance out of Union Township and largely put together Kalamazoo Township's ordinance based off of those, both of those ordinances. He also said that Ashtabula Township is possibly looking at the Kalamazoo Township ordinance and working with their ordinance in order to develop Ashtabula's ordinance.
So how similar is the ordinance approved last night by Kalamazoo Township's board to what the city of Kalamazoo approved first at the city commission level and then by voters in 2009?
It's very similar, especially in the fact that it extends anti-discrimination protections to gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender individuals.
When the ordinance in the city of Kalamazoo was approved by the commission in 2009, there was much controversy, and ultimately a group which opposed it got a referendum on the ballot, and it turned out that the city of Kalamazoo voters approved the ordinance, but not without a fight along the way. Was there any indication at last night's meeting or previous meetings that there is great opposition to this ordinance in Kalamazoo Township?
You know, in these public meetings, there has not been a fight about this in Kalamazoo Township. Last night, three people spoke at the public hearing, all in favor of this ordinance. In past meetings I've been to on this ordinance, there have been more people who have spoken, but I have not heard anyone speaking out in Kalamazoo Township at their board meetings against this ordinance.
So moving forward now, if someone believes that they have been discriminated against based on one of these many things, race, sex, age, gender identity, sexual orientation, what can they do about it?
They can submit a written complaint to the township supervisor who will investigate. The fines range from $75 to $500, depending on how many times this discrimination has been committed and how many times a person, agency, or business has been fined.
Now, the township supervisor, Ron Reed, made an interesting comment that he said that the penalties are really more symbolic than anything else.
Yes, and he and a few other people also expressed disappointment that the state has not taken on something similar and that they had to be at the forefront of taking on an anti-discrimination ordinance that includes for example, gender identity, sexual orientation, and genetic information.
And Zach Bauer, the executive director of the Kalamazoo Gay and Lesbian Resource Center, spoke out in favor, and he said that communities like Kalamazoo Township are picking up the slack for the state, right?
Correct.
And he goes on to say that there's another 22 communities now in the state that have these protections?
Yes, I believe he said 23, but yes, he made a point saying that Kalamazoo Township, as well as, you know, a couple dozen other communities in Michigan are acting as leaders because the state has not acted as leaders.
Okay. Emily, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Monticelli is a reporter for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. She covered last night's Kalamazoo Township meeting, where trustees approved a non-discrimination ordinance covering employment, public accommodation, and housing. It bans discrimination based on several factors. Those include race, sex, age, religion, sexual orientation, and gender identity.